The opioid epidemic has cost the state of Indiana $43.3 billion since 2003, according to a new study by Indiana University researchers. Last year alone, the state lost $4.3 billion, or about $11 million each day. The anticipated loss for this year is also around $4 billion, and the financial hemorrhaging shows no signs of stopping. Ryan Brewer is an associate professor of finance at Indiana University, Purdue University, Columbus. He was one of the study's co-authors, along with Kelley School of Business doctoral student Kayla Freeman.
The study was born out of an investigation into economic forecasting for the state of Indiana. In 2017, I was on the committee to help with forecasting for the Kelley School of Business, and I authored the Indiana forecast last year. And when I was looking at the data, I became interested in the idea that we have a tight labor market. So when you have people that are falling out of the labor pool, it could attenuate gross state product growth, which is why I became interested in it initially. I did a follow-up study this year, and I looked at the variety of different costs that are associated with the epidemic. And so the key findings are, throughout the course of the epidemic, the total economic damages to the state of Indiana are $43.3 billion, and it's costing the state $11 million a day. It's not slowing down.
According to the research, the financial impacts of the epidemic can be felt throughout the economic spectrum.
All industries are affected throughout the state. This is an epidemic that reaches all levels of the spectrum socioeconomically. And so it just so happens that our state is a heavy manufacturing state. On a per capita basis, we do more manufacturing than anybody else on a production output per capita. We're number one in the country. So that's what we have here. Therefore, that's what was affected.
Brewer says that to combat the financial loss, it will take significant investments from national and state levels. He points out that the opioid epidemic does not impact all communities equally. Each state and county will require a different level of investment based on how heavily they've been affected.
First of all, it's going to be a joint venture from top to bottom. National, state, local leaders are going to have to get on the same page. There would have to be investments probably at the national level. This is just not affecting Indiana. This affects a lot of states in our country, although it does affect the United States by far and away more than any other country on the planet. Local leaders need to know how their particular areas are affected. And, you know, some, it's sort of a geographic epidemic. And so certain counties and certain communities are affected much more so than others. And therefore, they need to know the extent to which they have a problem in their local culture and local community. So that's, I think, a good step, and understanding the value of how much it, you know, how much it's worth, so that they can understand an appropriate level of investment that would be effective to curtail the problem.
The study shows that the cost of drug arrests, court costs, and incarceration for opioid abuse cost taxpayers upwards of $83 million annually. Another large portion of the cost is the estimated 5,200 children in the foster care system as a result of parental opioid misuse. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.